Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures lower across the board today, and corn down 5 cents in December at 385.5, and that's just two and a half cents off of its low for the day. That market has been selling back off the past 2 days after that USDA report about 4 days ago, which it rallied all the way up to the 50-day moving average in December, which was 391. Of course, that market's having a hard time getting through that resistance level and selling back off. The low about 6 days ago in December was about $3.60, so we're still 25 cents above those levels. Now, a lot of people are thinking if the harvest goes good that we could still work back down to those levels, given the fact that the seasonal lows are normally during harvest time. Soybeans were a little bit weaker as well, down about 2 cents in November at $8.87. That was about 4 cents off of the lows for the November beans. They had a pretty quiet latter half of the day and without much action. But overall, they've inched up from the trading range we've been in for about 2 weeks. We're still a good ways off that 50-day moving average, which is all the way up at $9.33 in November, a good ways away from that. Wheat futures in Kansas City and Chicago both lower, about 5.5 cents lower, with December Chicago at 489 and December Kansas City at 487.25.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
This morning, the USDA announced 184,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. That was part of the reason why the bean market was helpful this morning in trying to be a little bit higher. And then at 5 a.m., the much-anticipated FSA report was put out, but they said it was put out in error and they had to re-release it. They released it near 9 a.m., it looked like the only real surprise was, I guess it wasn't a surprise, but it was as anticipated. It looks like the harvested acres for corn and beans could possibly be a little bit lower due to the higher prevented planted numbers reported from the FSA. Will that make the USDA readjust their numbers? Probably so on the next monthly report. The on-feed report is this Friday, which affects the cattle, which, of course, the cattle were down sharply today, down about the $4 to $4.50 across the board in the feeders, and then $2.50 to $3 in the fat cattle. That on-feed report is anticipated to show, as of September 1st, 103.4% of last year. So that would be a little bit negative. Placed of 100.2% at 1.728, and then marketed 94.6% of last year at 1.601.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle down $3 at 137.60, December down 270 at 139.47. October feeder cattle down 430 at 188.45, and November down 417 at 181.47. October lean hogs down 112 at 68.25, December down 177 at 62.07. In the grain market, December Kansas City wheat down 6 at 486.5, March down 6 at 501. December Chicago wheat down 6.5 at 488.25, March down 7.25 at 495.25. December corn down 4.5 at 386, March down 4.5 at 397.25. November soybeans down 1 3/4 at 887 1/4. January down 1 1/4 at 891. October cotton down 44 at 62.38. December up 19 at 62.71. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.